Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I am Raymond Galker. I'll be your host, and I am here today with Chris Berger. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Ray?
Oh, if I was any better, I'd be you. Yeah. So, hey, this is a show that we bring amazing people in from the community that have done great things or are doing great things to make our community a great place to live. And we have a great example of a community servant here with us today in the name of Chris Burr.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. We met actually at the gym up at the Y a couple Sundays ago.
And people right now are looking at us and saying, those two guys are really buff. Look at them guys.
Yeah, we need it to keep going.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we. I was at the Y, and it's funny. I go to the Y in order to keep myself being able to move, like you said.
Right.
So, you know, I'll be doing something with 3 pounds of weight, and I'll be looking at the guy's side of me, and he'll have 150 pounds of weight doing the same thing, you know. But, you know, it was really nice meeting you there, Chris. You spoke highly of community media. Then we got to talk about our relationship with the Gettysburg Borough, you know. So you were with the Gettysburg Borough or still are?
Still am, yeah.
Can you talk on that?
Sure. I was elected back in 2018 for the Borough Council and just won my third term and still doing it. So first year of my third term, so going to be going to 2030 at least, God willing.
And we hope so.
I hope so.
Yep. And have you always had the heart for giving back to the community?
Not politics, but I'm from Altoona and went to Catholic school for 13 years and it was just drummed into us from the time we were in kindergarten to give back to the community. So became a teacher and a coach and also have done counseling. Never thought about politics until somebody asked, and next thing you know, I'm throwing my hat in the ring. But I did it my way. I didn't take any money, just go out and talk to people and do it that way.
Mm-hmm. People got to know you. People got to know your heart. They got to know your passion. They got to know your sincerity and your commitment.
I would say that's true. They would know me through other community service, like volunteering at St. Francis Xavier, coaching there as a catechist. And other things in the community. It's really cool that I'm part of two communities, Upper Adams and Biglerville. I'm a teacher up there and love that community up there. I think that's God's country. Mm-hmm. And the people are just so down to earth and great and just love being a part of that. And the home community of Gettysburg, been living there since 1997. So we've owned a home over near the seminary for that long. So you get to know a lot of people when you're coaching and you're teaching, and Will's here with me in the studio here today, and your kids grow up. Both my sons went to Gettysburg schools, and Gettysburg's just a wonderful community too. So we're very lucky and happy to be there.
So what's nice, Chris, though, is your heart is other-centered rather than self-centered. You contribute that to your youth. You contribute that to going to a Catholic school, possibly. But you must have had amazing parents.
They were wonderful. They're no longer with me, and I think about them all the time. And you always wanted to make them proud. And I think that's what kind of has driven me throughout my career as well. So big family. My mom was one of 12. My dad was one of 6. The Burgers, working class. My grandfather, Tony, never owned a car, worked on the railroad. And my grandfather, Anthony, kind of the opposite, very well educated, went to Penn and Dickinson Law School, and actually was a one-term mayor of Altoona back in the 50s.
Okay.
So he was kind of a, and it's funny, I never thought about, I always liked politics, I'm history, and have done all the study and fascinated by it, but I never thought I would do it myself. But borough politics, it's not grandiose. You're making sure the sewer and the water systems are running, and potholes and public safety and just day-to-day things. So that fits me more than what you see in Washington or even the state. I think you can be more of a public servant and be true to yourself locally. So that's what I would say to young people is, you know, to volunteer and get out there. And you say, well, why, you know, why me and why not?
Yes.
Why not?
So you encourage young people to get involved in their community.
Absolutely. You know, everything's on a screen now. You know, it's just crazy that people's reality is spent hours a day on a screen, and you got to get out and you got to mix with people. And at the end of the day, you think about it's the summer right now. I just think I'm not in school and I don't have that great feeling at the end of the day of all the positive connections that you make. And so, you know, by the end of the summer, I'm ready to get back to school.
Because you like connecting with people.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I think about during COVID, when they unfortunately shut the school down, I couldn't wait to get back in person. Mm-hmm. But connected to that, if it wasn't for community media with the borough and our government, the people wouldn't be able to know what's going on. So I appreciate community media during COVID that you could bring us in a transparent way what we do at our meetings. And I think a lot of people still are watching. So they might not come to the meeting, but you do a great service with getting the workings of government in the community so they can know what's going on.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. You know, that's our passion. You know, we constantly ask ourselves what makes a great community. And that is our mission, is using the the digital medium, to connect people. And, you know, Ralph Serpy with the Adams County Community Foundation really made it real simple. He said that a community is meant to be connected. And it's meant to be connected through the passion of your heart. And, you know, when we, and then to finish his thought, he said, if you go home and you go in the house and you push the button and the garage door comes down and you're sitting and you're not interacting with your neighbors, you're not growing, and the community's not growing. And you're really meant to do that. You know, you're not meant to be self-consumed. You're meant to be other-consumed. And I could, you know, that's evident with you.
Well, thank you.
You have a passion for being with the youth. You love your kids. You probably love helping them find their talents, their gifts, and their potential. given them the confidence to go on, how to set goals. And you're a great role model with that. And you love doing it with, your passion is the community. You do it through government. And, you know, community media wants to highlight that within you and encourage other people in the community to take the time to get to know yourself. And the best way to do that is to get to know your heart and what makes you happy, you know, and look in the community and connect with people who have that same passion. Get involved with organizations that share that same passion. And if you don't know what your passion is, get involved with the community, a nonprofit, meet people, and through servicing others, you will eventually find your gift, you know? So it sounds like your parents, were they public servants in a sense? Did they help encourage you? Were they involved with the extracurricular activities that you were involved in?
Not as much. My mom was deaf. She was severely hard of hearing, which kind of made it tough for her to hear what other people were saying. And then, unfortunately, people didn't think she was smart if you didn't know her, but she was super smart. But she was wonderful, and she eventually went back to school and got her occupational therapy assistant degree and did that. My dad was a teacher, but then he got into a sales rep in the food industry. But I always loved the fact that my dad knew everybody in town. Or you'd go out, and we're from Altoona, it's a bigger city, and no matter where you went, because of our families and, you know, their connections to the town, I was impressed by how many people they knew. My dad coached softball, which is interesting. I coach softball now up at Biglerville, but they were just very supportive, whatever their children wanted to do. They helped us get there, so. But yeah.
And they gave you the room to find out who you were.
Oh, absolutely. To the point where if we wanted to go to Bishop Guilfoyle High School, Catholic school, we could. They gave us a choice. We could go to the public school. My brother went to the public school. They were very much, they saw us as unique individuals and, you know, to follow your heart and with your talents. And as you were saying, you know, I talk to my students a lot about that because they're all different. They all have different talents and abilities, and you got to find what really drives you and find your passion. But to give public service and community service, that's a way that you can find doors open. Mm-hmm. And find parts of yourself that you never knew were there when you get out of that comfort zone and put yourself in situations where you're responsible for other people, which is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. You know, people that don't admit that there's an imposter syndrome that people have and say, who am I to be doing all these things? Right?
Yeah.
But if everybody thought that way, then nobody would be doing anything.
Right.
So you got to believe in yourself. And, you know, I lean on my faith to help me, mm-hmm. you know, give me strength to do those things that you're a little bit anxious and fearful of. But mm-hmm. Because you mentioned earlier about, you know, the spiritual aspect of public service, and there's definitely... that is definitely a higher calling, so.
I think a person has an opportunity at some point to decide spirituality. you know, I think, you know, they get to decide, is there a such thing as being spiritual? And by that, I mean a connection with something higher than you. That you are a part of something bigger than yourself. That you're blessed and have worth. And some people decide, no, I'm not. And some people decide, yes, I am, and I want to build that relationship. And I think people who decide that they are part of something greater than themselves and work on realizing that, they find out that, first of all, you're not the center of the universe. That's the number one deal with being spiritual. And then to carry that outside to any relationship you have, then you're having a relationship where you're putting others also in front of yourself. Not that you're allowing yourself to be abused, but you're allowing yourself to think of how you could help someone else rather than always, how can I help myself? I like to think that I'm on this great adventure and my purpose is to help connect people. And because of that, I think I've been able to make a lot of great relationships with people like yourself. Yeah. So I encourage that. And I, you know, any way that we can encourage our youth to have that experience, I'm all for it.
Well, that's why I was intrigued when we were at the gym and I had been here for an interview where we did something for the Kanner Foundation. And I was looking at, you know, different things you had on the wall and noticed that you were a teacher and you got this, the media, community media going, you know, kind of with the school district and in part. And I just thought, well, that's really great that you did that. And that's why I wanted just to go introduce myself and say, you know, I appreciate looking into what you did. You're bringing the community into people's homes, and I watch it. I don't watch our borough meetings that often, but I know they're there. And I can tell you that, you know, just this past year, we made sure that the Historic Architectural Review Board meetings were making sure that they're getting shown for the borough. And when I first started, on council, we were just televising our business meeting. But our workshop meeting is when we do all the discussion about the issues. And I was part of the group that said, we need to pay for this because the community needs to see what's going on. You can't expect everybody to come to the meetings. If you read it in the paper, it's a lot of times just, you know, it's usually done pretty well, but you're missing a lot. So you got an actual verbatim transcript of what we say and discuss, and how, which for me is great because I have a citizen, you know, come to me and constituent says, and I say, well, no, this is what I stated. And so You've been doing this since the 80s, and you know the sports and all the. I've watched your channel, so I really appreciate it.
And thank you. That's greatly appreciated. And you know, we're a PEG channel, a public education and government channel, and the government at one point saw that the cable companies were coming in, and it almost made it. Impossible for local media to exist. So what they said is, we're going to have franchise fees, and we're going to take and we're going to allow the townships and boroughs to have the cable company, in this case Comcast, Add a expense to the cable bill for the township and borough, and we're going to call it the franchise fee. And that money will go to the borough, and it's supposed to be used, that money is supposed to be used for any expense due to damages resulting from the cable company servicing and putting in the line, and for the paid channel. But it can't be enforced by the federal government. Mm. It couldn't be enforced. And you don't have to do that. Franchise fees are optional. They don't have to exist. But they exist to pay for damages, and they exist to support paid channels. But a lot of places didn't have paid channels, and they still charged that money. And the governments then would take it and put it in their general fund. So in a sense, if you had cable, you were paying more into the government than someone who didn't. Mm. And, you know,
yeah,
is that an equal pay? It took us years to get Gettysburg to support us through the franchise fee. It took us years. But when they did, and they did it in the right way, it really allowed us to do more for the borough and your meetings, and have a sense of knowing what's going on, like you said, but also building pride, mm-hmm. you know, and accountability. But it also gives us a chance to go out and promote the United Way. It gives us a chance to go out and showcase one of your neighbors doing awesome things. And, you know, my heart's desire is that people from the community would go to their townships and their boroughs and say, we want the franchise fee to be used for what it was meant to be used for. You know, it's meant to support our paid channel, community media, which for over 40 years has done everything that they could to inform our community, to showcase our community, and et cetera. So very rarely do we plug ourselves this way. But you've given me that opportunity. And
Yeah, that's so great.
I get to do that maybe once or twice a year, you know. And the thing about it is we go, we have gone to townships and boroughs, and we've asked for representation through the paid channel. But in a sense, it gets to feel as if, okay, here comes community media again. And they know what they're going to ask for, you know. And we don't have to give them that. But at the same time, they don't have to charge the paid channel, I mean the franchise fee. So what really works is when people from the community get behind us, and we move together towards trying to get that funding so that we could do more for the community. I mean, there's a lot more we could do for the community. There's a lot more we can do for the governments in general, you know?
Well, there's not a lot of trust in our institutions, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But locally, there's more trust. And if we're going to change our country for the better, it's got to start locally. And I was just thinking about, you know, the death of small newspapers, and people need to know all the good stuff that's going on in their community. But we have social media, we have, you know, corporate media, and a lot of people just focus on that, and they don't know their neighbors, or they don't know their local reps, or, and then they don't volunteer, or because everybody's become cynical and negative. And so it's got to be a grassroots movement. And Adams County, I just think, I just love living in Adams County. And I think we have something to show the nation, actually. Gettysburg, just being a part of that, and just being a little slice of it. And just being a teacher up in Upper Adams and a coach, it really, if people understood you don't have to move mountains, you can just be part of your community in a small way. Things really can, you can really get momentum when you get people coming together like that. And so, especially with the young people, you know, that I teach and, you know, in the community, just giving them that insight of you can do that. And if I can do that, I'm not super special, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's taken a long time, you know. And my prison experience and everything that I've, sports experience, all those, I mean, it was rough times, you know?
But you're able to use all your experiences for the moment that you're given. For example, when you said someone asked you to become part of the borough council, do you remember who that was?
Actually, yeah, it was Marty Qualley.
Okay. Do you remember how he did it?
I was coaching at St. Francis, and his stepson was playing on the team, and there was an opening that came up, and it was after one of the games, and he approached me. I said, I'll think about it. Took a day or so, but when I did, I said, I'm going to do it the way that I want to do it, because I don't like people telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm a very independent person, and I think that's part of my success. People know that they can't push me around, and I've never taken any campaign money, or I don't necessarily work with the political party in a sense. Because we've had a two-party system since Jefferson and Hamilton. I mean, that's an interesting, and I could never see myself in any one party. And it's funny, I don't see myself as a politician. Mm-hmm. But you have to be, yeah, somewhat. But yeah, so I don't want to say I do it by just being me. And that it's a little harder road, but that's what I've done my whole life. I did the prison road. That sounded intriguing to me. I could have taught in the high school, but I took the job at the prison. So did that for 10 years and thought, okay, I've seen enough of that. But
so the prison road, when you talk about the prison road, what you're talking about is you're originally from Altoona.
Yes.
And when you graduated from
Juniata College in Huntingdon, yeah,
you had an opportunity to work.
I had an opportunity to do an internship. They gave me a choice. I could have worked with adult literacy, so I could have taught older people getting their GED in town, and they said, or you could go up to, you have Huntingdon, which was a maximum security state penitentiary, and then Smithfield was up the roads, like medium to, it's getting up there now, but I said, I'll try that, and did that for 2 years. Didn't make a lot of money, but it just, yeah, I had my college education, and my prison education was just as enlightening.
It was enlightening.
But I had to connect with people, and then I taught for 10 years in a maximum security juvenile facility. So it was the most serious facility in the state, which was built in 97, and that's what brought me to this area. I took the job at they created the most serious place to, you know, the sex offenders and the violent offenders from the juvenile system, they put them there. So that's what I did for 10 years.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
What was your biggest revelation, insight, awareness that you got from that situation?
Oh, there's a lot. I got a broken nose out of it, for one of them. I won a state award back in 2000 for my work. So I was good at what I did and could make connections with, but you know what? You know, they didn't, human nature is what it is, you know.
Well,
there's always going to be an element. There is always going to be, you know, it goes back to, you know, like the French Revolution, like Rousseau, or, you know, that man by nature is good and everywhere he's in chains because of society. No, it's the institutions of society that keep down the depravity of human nature, which you can't say, well, if they just know me, then I'm going to help them change, you know, that some of those guys didn't, they would think you're naive and and they're just going to unfortunately go out and continue to do what they do, which is to take away from their communities, which is like they're victimizing their communities.
Because they've been victims? Or
some, yeah. I mean, there's, that's part of it. But there's also, I mean, the rehabilitation, you had to be realistic. Now, I could do it because I think they knew that I wasn't there just getting a paycheck. And I played college football. I'm kind of like always kind of didn't mind wading into tough territory. So I had good relationships for the most part, but you know, some of the politics I might have had going into that situation, you know, sometimes I hear the thought, suicidal empathy. Some people have so much compassion that it leads to more disorder. So what I learned from, you know, prison is that there's a limit to, you know, what you can do to help rehabilitate other people or certain parts of society and things like that. You got to get people help. You can, you know, lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Okay.
So you can't put that on yourself if, you know, the student or the inmate or whatever, you're giving them trying to give them the tools to succeed and to help their community so they don't victimize the community anymore. But just a lot of reality checks.
Okay. It sounds like this could be a discussion that can go on longer than
sure.
What we want here, because you know, you had the opportunity to be put in an environment, and you know, the question becomes, you know, are those people in there because of choice, or are those people in there because of nature? Are they in there because they were born with a slant? Are they in there because society has defined what it's like living without having people around you really care? And then is it because people were in the environment that if you take what you want, people aren't going to give it to you? But that is the question we're going to answer here, because
we don't have to worry about that much in Adams County, which is nice.
Yes.
We don't have the situations that we have in, you know, our major cities, and, you know, I keep abreast of all the politics and, you know, throughout the country. Probably not a great place to talk about that right now, but...
So my next question would be then, you know, you look at our community and, you know, there's trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, and there's more than we know. Now, what kind of environment is the person growing up in who's trafficked? And does that person then take on a different way of making life work for them because of that? But what I would want you to talk about is the good stuff that's happened here in Adams.
That's right.
You know, we can talk about that other stuff later on. But, you know, you became a borough council member. What was your biggest enlightenment of working as a council member and how that system unfolds?
I've been lucky to have a lot of good people that I served with. And even though people's politics may be different than mine, they are 100% for bettering their community. A lot of the national stuff, although that does color people's sort of perceptions in politics, I found that I've been able to work together with, you know, I've been on at three different councils, you know, seen a lot of people come and go, and everybody's been solid that I've worked with. And the staff, in Gettysburg, the department heads down to the, you know, your officers and your public works and your traffic parking guy, you know, it's been very pleased and happy just how hard people work and how much they care about the community, because I think everybody knows Gettysburg's special. Mm-hmm. And, you know, millions of people come from all around the country and the world. And we want to show our best light. Mm-hmm. And so, there was a learning curve, and it took a while to get my footing. But, you know, I'll do another 3 years. Who knows? I might, might run again. Oh, yeah. You never say never, always be open. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring anyway.
What are you the most proud of that you, like you're saying, okay, first of all, I just want to emphasize what you just said, Chris. All right. Every public servant that is paid by the Gettysburg Borough, every public service servant who volunteers within the Gettysburg Borough are serious about the image and the righteousness, I would say, of our community as it is intentionally and strategically challenged and formed through the Gettysburg Borough. We have really professional individuals that are working for our betterment. That's what I hear you said.
Yes. I mean, you have, you know, glitch here and there, of course. don't want to bring up the former mayor, but you know, but I just did. I didn't, honestly, I never really reached out to him. I didn't really trust him or his politics. So I did not. I never really. That would be to me the aberration. But I kept my distance from the very start.
There was
and I hate to say it. It's almost like I don't want to rub salt in the especially the people that supported him, you know, into their wounds. And but I didn't.
There was something.
Something
about that didn't connect.
Yeah.
But you know, this is part of society. I mean, you have individuals who function in society, and their values, their interests, their self-absorption, I would say, is not something that's broadcasted and known. But they could also be seen as a public service doing good until the system itself is able to bring this limitation to light. And that is how you deal with it as a society. You know, Gettysburg is not special in the sense that this happened in Gettysburg. This happens in business corporations. This happens in school districts. This happens in any organization you have that has people. You have some people out there that just is different.
You don't like collective guilt. You know, I think about my own faith, the Catholic Church, and looking into, you know, the Altoona Johnstown Diocese. I read the grand jury report years ago, partly because of my prison experience. You know, I worked and taught sex offenders. We used to go to different parts of the country and to talk about what we did at our facility, because we had a quarter or more were sex offenders at our facility. So having that background, you want to, in reading that, it's like you do get angry at the institution, right? Or you get angry at the organization or whatever it is. But you look and learn from that, and hopefully you put into place systems to prevent that as much as you can. But you're right. I mean, as a history person, there's nothing new under the sun. Human nature is what it is. You're going to have, you know, good and bad, and you're going to have, you know, because you were, when you're asking about, you know, the inmates, some people were born and unluckily not in a two-parent family, and where there is sort of systems that are in place where they get a raw deal. What I learned in prison, but at the end, with all the schooling and the counseling and rehabilitation, at some point you got to take personal responsibility. You just can't blame the system forever. That's just, you know, and you, well, it's the environment, or it's, you know, in the end, it's the choice of that person. Mm-hmm. And there's so many redemption stories too. Mm-hmm. Not as many as you would hope, but you don't want to dilute or water down and always kind of like, well, we got victim and oppressor, and we're always looking at through the lens of, you know, all these critical theories and so forth, right? Which I just, I just, And I can see why that can make people not want to volunteer, because they get all wrapped up in, or we're going to go out and just protest, or we're just going to go out and be revolutionaries or something. Like, how about just go out and do something good, motivated just by, maybe you can bring a smile on somebody's face that day, you know? You know, something like that is just immense.
Huge.
But social media, all the algorithms got us all just divided. And then you say, well, who's doing that? People are making money. And then there's, you know, overseas people for, you know, funding. It's just, so you could either just become apathetic because you get overwhelmed, or you can just, then that's where the spiritual you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you gotta take care of yourself before you can help other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I fall short too. I'm not saying holier now or all that other stuff. My son's here, he can tell you, right? Like, how about it, Will? And some of my students, they can see my angry side or whatever it is, or what. But you can't be everything to everybody.
Right.
That's one thing. You got to be yourself.
Right.
And, you know, being in the prison system, it did. You had to be comfortable in your own skin if you were going to connect and make a difference. And to do that, I still have friends up there. And, it's a tough life. And I just say, you know, you don't know how much of a difference you're making, and you're never going to get credit for.
Nor do you need that credit. I think that's
right. Yeah,
that's the thing too. Is when you go out into the community to be that missing piece of a puzzle to make it better, you don't need a parade.
No.
But anyhow, hey, we're running out of time. I appreciate our conversation. What is the big movement that you would like to see the borough make right now? I mean, what is the effort that we could put forward and is being put forward to the borough to make us a better place?
You don't have to give up your politics and what you believe in. And you can go protest. You can do whoever you're for, right? Republican, Democrat, and all these other things. But once you volunteer, and whatever it is, it could be, like my mom was a lunch lady, you know, and I used to love when she would come in. And I loved, and I told you she was hard of hearing, but, you know, I'd see, I'm getting all touchy now with thinking about my mom, but you just see her interacting with my friends and just, and if you just being a volunteering at the school, you know, or anything, then it's not as important the national politics and the kind of the, that sort of heavy weight that seems to be on, everybody's mind all the time. And, well, if you vote for that person, then I can't be your friend, and families are breaking up and all, and friends aren't friends anymore. And if you volunteer and just it's just you giving your time, you're going to meet people that are different politics than you. You're going to find out they're good people. And I've heard, because I have friends that are on all the different sides. I haven't like siloed myself and say, well, I'm only going to be, because I'm not on social media either. I've never been on Facebook, never, like, Will's on Instagram and all kind of crazy stuff. And that's why probably people know him more than me. But if you do that, I think your stress levels are going to go down and you're going to see those people instead of the other. Like, well, he still votes for so-and-so, but he's a good person and he cares about his community. Which in the end, if you're giving back to your community, who you vote for in the, you know, in the poll booth every 4 years, you won't get as upset about that.
Time, talents, and treasures. We all have it. We all are meant to share it. And what you find out is usually everybody wants the same thing. They want a nice home. They want a meal. They want to be able to provide for their children. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people who spent time with us before we leave?
It's just a privilege and a blessing to live in Adams County, to teach up at Upper Adams, to be a public servant in Gettysburg. I love that everybody knows Will in town. My boys grew up here. My wife is an artist in town, and she's well integrated in the community. I'm from Altoona originally, but Gettysburg's my home, and I just love it here.
And thanks for everything you're doing to make us a better place to live. Thanks for giving your time to serve on the borough. And I hope we have a chance to talk again.
That would be great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll see you at the gym.
There you go. Yeah. I'm glad. The YWCA in Gettysburg is an awesome, awesome organization. So, hey, thanks for spending time sitting with myself and with Chris Berger, learning about Chris and his probably a lot of things you didn't realize about Chris as he made his way here to Gettysburg and his values and his love for our community. So until we have a chance to sit down again with someone else and find out what they're doing to make this a better place to live, thanks for watching. Be kind, and remember, you are the best.
This program is made possible by these municipalities through a portion of their cable franchise fees. Abbottstown Borough, Cumberland Township, Berwick Township, Freedom Township, Gettysburg Borough, Germany Township, Hamilton Township, Hamilton Band Township, Mount Pleasant Township, New Oxford Borough, Oxford Township, Reading Township, and Strabane Township. Thank you to our amazing sponsors, Adams County Community Foundation, Adams County Sports Hall of Fame, Adams County Trout Unlimited, Classic Antique Innovations, Destination Gettysburg, Exchange Club of Hanover, and Gettysburg Railway. We would also like to thank all of our Patreon members. In the Attaboy tier, Rachel Beard. In the Contributing Producer tier, Zelma's Emporium. Visit our website to learn how to become a sponsor or Patreon member, communitymedia.net. Community Media, celebrating who we are and what we do as a community. And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Thank you.